Hi, and you are?
I'm Cindy, and this is my husband, Stan.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You too.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I've been told that due to your age, your doctor suggests that amniocentesis to be done at 16 weeks post-conception. But unfortunately, it revealed that your child has Turner syndrome. This genetic disease isn't based on the age of the mother during conception, so there's nothing you could have done to prevent it.
Oh, well, that's good then.
Okay, here are some booklets on Turner syndrome. I'll go through it with you and feel free to ask me anything. Well, thanks for that.
Thank you.
Now, firstly, I'll give you a brief talk about Turner syndrome. It is a random genetic disorder which affects females, though there's a much higher chance that it will be present with families that already have ancestors that have Turner syndrome. Now, usually females have two X chromosomes, so if you have Turner syndrome, that means that one of your X chromosomes is missing or abnormal. This tends to come from the father's sperm, though it can be from the mother's egg. Here's a diagram. Oh, it shows that normally the egg will have an X, and if it's a girl, which will affect Turner syndrome, then there'll be an X in the sperm, so all the genes will have the normal two X chromosomes. They with Turner syndrome, there tends to be an X and nothing in the sperm if it's from the father. So that means the daughter will tend to have just X in the chromosome.
Oh, I was looking through the booklet and this part about genetics behind Turner syndrome. Could you please talk about it so I understand?
Sure, no problem. There are 23 pairs of chromosomes, with 22 being autosomes. Normally, an egg would be fertilised when the sperm comes in contact with it. The baby would have 46 chromosomes, 23 from the father's sperm and 23 from the mother's egg. There's sometimes an error would occur where either the sperm or the egg forming will have a mistake will happen. So this means that they won't separate normally, so you'll have Turner syndrome, which would mean that either one X is missing or it's functioning wrong. It is rare, but it's definitely not uncommon, as it will affect 1 in 2,500 female births.
Is this 45X common among females with Turner syndrome?
45X is when it splits off, and instead of having just 23 for both, there'll be 22 and 23, so equal 45X. So the child will have 45 chromosomes and just one X, which is Turner syndrome. It's pretty common as it affects 50% of Turner syndrome people, though other common chromosomes would be the panel 46XX, which means the child will have 46 chromosomes but also 2X, so it'll be more normal.
So these chromosomes you keep mentioning, is it possible to provide a diagram of my daughter's chromosomes might look like?
Here's a Punnett square. See here, this is the father's sperm, X and Y. And this is X and O, representing that there's no chromosomes there. When they cross together, this is what Turner syndrome is, which is just one X chromosome and the other one is nothing. The daughter may have this, and if it was, she was didn't have the disorder, then she would just have XX, which is female, and XY, which is a boy.
Okay, so instead of having the normal XX, my daughter would most likely have a pattern of XO. We did some research, but we weren't sure why our daughter has Turner syndrome when Cindy and I don't.
Based on some information given to me before this last session, I found out that either you would be a carrier for Turner syndrome, assuming that the missing X chromosome came from you, which means you're a carrier, so someone from your line must have had it. Seeing this pedigree, see that you are the carrier and that Cindy's side of the family should be clear. So it came from your side, which is why your daughter would have Turner syndrome.
So could our two healthy daughters have a chance of passing it down to their own daughters?
It is a possibility if they're carriers, so the answer would be yes.
Before, you were speaking of features of Turner syndrome. We did some research and know of that a Turner syndrome females will have a shorter height than average, spatial awareness issues, which is a problem with tasks like maths and absence of menstruation and hearing problems. Are there any more?
There are definitely more, but depending on how much of the X chromosome was missing or how much it was rearranged, the symptoms can vary, so your daughter may not have all of theirs, so depending on how serious her Turner syndrome is. As mentioned in your booklet, she could have a chance of having type 2 diabetes, webbing on the neck, puffy hands and feet, low hairline, and quite a few more which you'll read about when you get home. So due to new technology, medical treatment and support could allow a girl with Turner's syndrome to live a normal and productive life. As your child could get surgery for correcting any heart defects, hormone replacement to increase height and trigger menstruation, and may be able to carry a child if someone donated her eggs.
Could we have a moment to talk about this?
Sure, I'll be back soon.
I agree. I wasn't before, but now that she's mentioned it, there are a variety of treatment options. Our daughter could lead a rather normal life now.
I know. It's not like we can't afford it. Our income is $75,000. We have full private insurance. This should be enough to pay for treatments and surgery if necessary, and we could always budget.
We couldn't have bought the child before we knew all this, so we'll keep this baby and give her everything she needs to get as much out of life as possible.
I hope that was enough time for you to talk.
Yes, it was. Are we allowed to keep these booklets?
Yes, of course. They're yours to keep.
Well, thank you for everything. Bye.
See you.
It's like extra skin or folds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, it's just something that comes with Turner syndrome, part of the mixing X chromosome. Yeah.
Do you know why? Was it named after the original?
Yeah, it was named after someone who found it.
Oh. How many people would have made the same decision as Cindy and Stan in keeping the child knowing that it had Turner syndrome? Just to raise your hand. Yeah? How many would have decided to terminate once they found that? Okay. As I said before, there's no rights or wrongs. It's an ethical, moral decision that you make based on evidence. Okay, thanks a lot, ladies.